This is the Orange Podcast, conversations with Orange City Council for the local community.
Welcome back to the Orange Podcast, our conversations with the wonderful staff and councillors of Orange City Council. Now, Orange has lots of fantastic old heritage buildings, we all know that. But have you ever thought about what it would be like to live in one or to renovate one? What are the challenges? Orange City Council is changing the system it uses to protect those old places and stop them from being demolished. In a minute, we'll hear from a specialist architect who tries to persuade developers not to build cookie-cutter shopping centres. But first, Orange City Council's Director of Planning and Development, Mark Hodges, joins me. Good morning, Mark.
Thanks, Kyle. Good to be here.
Great. Well, listen, talk us through this system that you use to protect old houses in Orange. We've got so many beautiful old homes in Orange. And what are you doing to make sure that that system's up to date?
Okay. Overall, we have what's called a local environmental plan that sets our zones throughout the city. Included in that is also listings of individual heritage items and also conservation areas. Now, feeding into that, every now and then we do more detailed heritage studies. So we've just recently finished our last one of those. So we're updating one that we did back in 2012 just to make sure it reflects what the values of the community are and how we need to protect special buildings.
Fantastic, because the town is made up of so many beautiful old buildings. As well as having some expertise to do this study, have the community been involved so far in helping put it all together?
Yeah, the community is really important when we come to these heritage studies because they can give us some insight into some of the history, but also they help us identify some of the values, particularly things like it's not just what the building looks like, it's the social value. So we engage with the community. We had a special, originally there was a community committee that morphed into another adjunct group, which included additional members that had over time expressed interest in heritage. So we engaged with those and two expert architects, a local one, James Nicholson from Adaptive and also David Scobie from Sydney.
So we're going to have more heritage zones in different parts of the town, Mark. So where will they be? Can you outline where they lie?
Okay, so really overall, I'll just run through the names of them. You've got the Dalton one.
Which is like the heart of Orange,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's the big key one in the centre. Most people know that and they think of that when they think of Orange. It's got the CBD in it, picking up the things like the old Meyer building and the post office, really going from, Prince Street down to Mulder Street.
Yep.
So all those cool old Victorian-style Federation houses are in that. So ones we know well. A new one we've got to the south of that, running along the creek line there, taking in all that area around Warren Dean Street type area.
Yep.
That's called Blackman Swamp Heritage Conservation Area. So it picks up some of the stuff that's similar to the Dalton area, but also some post-war stuff and interwar buildings. Another new one is up to the north of the Dalton, north of Prince Street. It's called Bletchington Heritage Conservation Area. That was early 1900s. Quite a fascinating little patchwork quilt of different styles of building because it took a bit of time to build that one. So that's a new area there. We're tweaking a little bit the East Orange area, which used to be called the Glenroy Heritage Conservation Area, just expanding that out a little bit. And then down into Glenroy proper, we've got the old Duration Cottages. We're just expanding those to include a few more of those Duration Cottages. They were the ones that they used over at the old, what was later called Electrolux, an email. But that used to be a munitions factory for the Second World War. So the workers lived in those little cottages. So protecting those a little bit more. Put a new area over near Newman Park on the eastern side of the city, so quite an interesting area over there. And that used to be a private city. East Orange was a private city, and so this protects that area. So quite interesting when you start looking at it. And then we've got our main area of Bowen, which is around the old council chambers and Bowen Terraces north of Bathurst Road there. So they're the main areas of the conservation.
Look, it's so lovely to hear about all the history of this town. Many of us choose to live here because of these beautiful old buildings and, of course, what the history represents. Now, obviously, this is still at the draft stage, so how can the community get involved and have their say?
Great. The council often or normally engages with the community and puts out what's called Your Say. It's a web-based program where they can log straight on and directly put their feedback into it. So they can do that through council's website. There's links on there. If you go into What's on Exhibition, you'll see Heritage. Click on that and it takes you through to Your Say so they can put any of their comments in there. We'll get those. We've also got on the 22nd of July a drop-in day where people can call in and ask questions of our heritage experts between 9 and 12. So if they're not sure what this means to them or they're not sure why their house is special, come on down, meet with our consultants and we'll talk them through that. We'll also have some surveys. We've sent out about 2,000 letters to residents that are affected by this, just so they're well aware of it. There was some frequently asked questions in the letter. There's also a lot of data on our website, the maps and the actual heritage review document, which in itself is fascinating to see why these areas are special.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, Mark. It's great to hear about the heritage of Orange and how we aim to protect it.
Thanks, Kyle.
As Mark mentioned, living in a heritage zone won't stop you getting a DA approved. In fact, it turns out it gets you a number of free visits from a heritage architect to actually help with your planning. To find out more, Alan Reader from Council's comms team has tracked down the man who helps Orange City Council sort through some of those tricky heritage dilemmas.
Thanks, Kyle, for the Orange podcast. This is Alan Reader. As you've probably seen in the media in the last week or so, there's been quite a bit of interest in our new heritage review of our heritage study and what that might mean for local residents. We're planning expansion of some heritage zones. To find out some more, Orange City Council's independent heritage architect, David Scobie. David, where does an independent consultant bring to the mix in terms of adding expertise to what Orange City Council can do?
Thanks, Alan. I've been coming for a number of years now and participated in the earlier heritage study. And Orange was a pioneer in the use of heritage conservation areas because there was a sense that you can't protect every single building, but many people very much value how their houses and gardens appear from the street. So the objection of conservation areas is to look at those areas which are largely intact and ensure that we encourage and support alterations and additions to traditional buildings, and we help people make sure that those respect the character of their individual house and also the streetscape.
We're here alongside Cook Park in one of the central conservation zones, a house across the road there. They've obviously had an extension done at some point. So you're saying it can't stop them happening, but it'll help them happen in the appropriate way?
Yes, I think that not only can't it stop them happening, but we spend more time actually encouraging people to update their buildings. We can't preserve things in aspic, and particularly things like kitchens and bathrooms. People want open plan living. They want to have sunny outdoor spaces. And so we encourage people to replace outdated services, to update, but again, to do it in a sympathetic manner that suits the streetscape, but also updates the building so that people get the best of the old and the new together in one property.
If someone's in a heritage zone and they put in a DA, they get a free visit from you, don't they? What sort of expertise do they get for free?
Well, they get a number of free visits. In fact, they get as many visits as they need. And we encourage them to come in and speak to us as soon as they really have an inkling that they want to do something. That way we can help shepherd them through the process. And it often starts with the simple technical things. You know, have you got rising damp? Have you got dry rot? Have you got those sort of things? If you're going to do a big investment, then start off making sure that the bones are good. And then by the time the application lands on the desk, it's pretty much been through all the processes.
It sounds like a good system. Is it working? We're still losing heritage buildings from time to time for all sorts of development and good development reasons. Do you think our system's working?
The system is working. It's always only as good as the machinery that helps make it work. So we're part of the machinery. The machinery obviously also relies on having the community to have their eyes and ears open. And it also relies on developers being sensitive to the community, particularly with developers who come to Orange who don't know the local culture. They're coming here to develop, to exploit the local economy, to provide goods and services. And so the best way for them to do that is to understand that local culture. We're not a metro area, and they are coming here to make good out of our community. And so we need them to understand that. It's not simply overlaying something they would do in a metro area on Orange is unlikely to be successful in a business sense, let alone architecturally and in terms of townscape.
We're in the middle of some community consultation about the heritage study review. Why is it important that people go to the USA Orange site, have a look, learn about it, make their comments and own it for themselves?
I put it back, I think, to when I first came, which was the inception of the hospital. And what we've seen substantial new employment, we've seen another generation both come to Orange and obviously a new generation take ownership in the central areas. And many of those people have come to us and have said, we absolutely love the old cottage, the old house. We don't want to lose that. How can we combine that with our sort of aspirations, you know, with our young family and so on? And so that's been a real breath of fresh air for us. And it brings its own challenges because younger people want things to have their own stamp. And so, again, it's about a negotiation and coming to terms with, as I said, the best of the old and the new at the same time. And also, people need to understand that they've got neighbours and that you don't want to offend your neighbour. And so your alteration and addition not only fits the streetscape, but it fits the community in which you live.
David Scobie, thanks for your time today.
Pleasure, Alan.
And I guess it's time to hand over to our CEO, Dave Waddell, for his weekly wrap.
Morning all. David here again. Another week coming up, and it's a cold one, this one. The long weekend was a gangbuster, and from what we're hearing from Orange Tree 60, bookings are continuing, so that's good news. That was really interesting to hear from Mark and David Scobie about the heritage study and the work they're doing. One of the reasons we came to Orange and stayed here was the lovely heritage style of this town. When we're doing the Future City project in the next months and years and really trying to change how Orange looks, we must be very, very careful we don't spoil that heritage and somehow introduce themes that just don't belong. So, interesting stuff. Looking forward to budget night tomorrow night. The adoption of the budget is what will happen tomorrow night, so we can start building some of these projects which are in the budget, $80 million worth of projects. Look forward to telling you next week that the budget was adopted and we've all got plenty to do. Have a great week.